So, good morning, Rabbosai. In the last 2 days that we're going to be discussing Chodosh. So, the question really is, how come that we were Mo'ira again? We restarted Chodosh in the face of those poskim who said that there was an established minig not to keep Chodosh in Chutz La'aretz, like the Bach and others. And the Bach in particular was very, very strong in his language, that God forbid that anybody should paskin that we should start Chodosh again. If you want to be machmeh for yourself, don't be machmeh for others. And yet, it has happened quite recently, and it's pretty much worldwide now, in Chutz La'aretz, that we are makpin on Chodosh, and all the hechsherim and all the bakeries are makpin on Chodosh.
Why do you call it a minhag? It's not halacha, it's not a minhag, surely.
Okay, so the answer is that all the poskim say it became the minhag. And the reason, and in fact, the reason why it's minhag and not halacha, yeah, is because of what we've been discussing, which is that the minhag arose out of many, many spakers. The minhag arose as to whether or not the halacha is like the chachomim or the halacha is like Rabbi Yezer. The minhag arose out of many spakers as to when the produce was grown. Did it take root before Pesach, or did it take root only after Pesach? Yeah. Did it come from a Jewish field? Did it come from a non-Jewish field? So therefore, the minhag came that people were mekel. And some of the poskim say that the reason why the rabbonim were mekel in Chodosh was because there were times of the year in Eastern Europe when if you couldn't eat Chodosh, you'd have nothing to eat. There was nothing available except Chodosh. So if you say Chodosh is not knowing b'chutz la'aretz b'zman hazeh, then you can eat it. But if you don't say so, then people would be left without. And therefore, you might say, in those situations, I'm going to rely on the poskim. I'm going to rely on that situation, the chazal.
It's a grey area, because if it was pikuach nefesh,
it's not literally pikuach nefesh, right? Not let them eat cake, but let them eat vegetables and let them eat meat. People can survive without flour, but it is staple diet.
At the time of the bath, it was really bad times.
Yes.
They
could eat rice, they could eat other things, they could eat millet, they could use potato flour. There are other ways around, okay? So, apart from matzah on Pesach, basically, we survive without flour.
We don't have that principle in halacha.
What?
Isn't there just... it's yes or no.
It's not yes or no, though. Halacha is not yes or no, right? And Rabbanim do look for heterim in situations where the tzibur needs it. Now, then comes a question, though. Yeah. So, and we said as well that today, with computers, with tracing, with origins, with things, we know things about the flour that people didn't know in those days. We can trace the origin. We know whether it's Chodosh. We know which country it comes from. We probably can work out from the batch number eventually which field it came from, even, or which farmer it came from, right? Even I see in the supermarket that radishes and vegetables that come from England, they actually print on the packet which farm it came from. You know, sometimes they write there, you know, it's from some farm in Kent or something like that. Marks and Spencer's, yeah? Okay, there's a plug. Yeah, Marks and Spencer vegetables, but they do. And today, everything we can trace origin, which we couldn't. So therefore, that what we're saying is, in a way, that the situation today has changed. We have technology today. We have computers. We have tracing. We know things that they didn't know then. And in theory, maybe if the Bach had been around today, the Bach would have said, there's no heter not to keep Chodosh. The Bach was so strong on the minhag because he had to rely on spakers, because he had to rely on certain shittas in order to be matir for the public, in order that they should have what to eat. In the Bach lived when? In the 1500s, was it? Or 1600s in Eastern Europe. Today, those things don't apply. And Baruch Hashem, there is a Shefa. And Baruch Hashem, we're not starving. And Baruch Hashem, we know what's Chodosh and what isn't Chodosh. And therefore, all the bakeries today know quite clearly that they can't use Chodosh, and they don't buy certain batches of this and certain batches of that. They make sure that what's delivered is what's gone. I think it's a little bit similar. I'm going off on a tangent here. But I think it's a little bit similar to in halacha. Again, tell me if a speaker arrives, yeah? Okay, so it's a little bit like in halacha, if a sofer writes a sefer Torah, and he's finished, and he's checked it as many times as he can check it, then the halacha is he has to give it over to a magia, He has to give it over to somebody to check it three times over. They check it three times through. The people are either suffering themselves or retired and they're no longer writing, or they're Balei Kriya, people who are, or Talmidei Chachamim, they're familiar, they want to earn some extra money on the side, and therefore they take a new Sefer Torah and they check it letter by letter, they go through the whole Sefer Torah, and they'll make a list of corrections that the sofer needs to do. They'll do that a second time, and they'll do it a third time. And if you're really, really careful, then you'll give it to three different people rather than the same person three times over. Okay, once the it's been checked three times, and the sofer has then corrected all the mistakes, then al pi halacha, this Sefer Torah has now got a chazoka that it's kosher. It's been checked three times, it's got a chazoka that it's kosher. You start lining from it, you find one mistake, you haven't broken the chazoka. You fit it, right? One mistake doesn't break the chazoka, you fix it. You find two mistakes, you haven't broken the chazoka. You find a third mistake, no longer has a cheskas kashrus. And therefore what you have to do is give it again for three times checking, in order for it to gain again the status of having a chazoka of being kosher. Then came along, I think it was in the 1960s, the possibility of a computer program checking a Sefer Torah, right? That's what came along. So, there were stations set up. There were one or two computers in the world that could do it. One in New York and one in America, one in Eretz Yisrael. And people had, I think Dudi Rosenberg had it here. They had a big, photocopier with cradles on either side for the Atzei Chaim. And they photocopied the entire Sefer Torah and they sent it off to wherever it was going to be checked. And the computers found mistakes in the text of the Sefer Torah, which three Magiyim had not noticed. Don't forget that when you're a Magiyah and you're familiar with the text, you're a Sefer, you're familiar with the text, it is possible to miss it. Okay, we hope that after three times, but there were still mistakes, yeah? There were still mistakes. So therefore, there were Rabbonim who started introducing a halacha. One of the leaders at the time was Reb Shlomo Halberstam, the Baba Vareba, who said that Bizman Azeh, that we have the possibility of checking with a computer, you can't make a bracha on a Sefer Torah that hasn't been checked.
With a computer?
Unless it's been checked by a computer, you cannot make a bracha on it. Because we know, so everybody says, but the halacha says that three times checking by a human being gives it a cheskas kashrus. But the answer is that maybe when the halacha was fixed, that a three times check will give you a cheskas kashrus, if they'd had computers at that time, they might have said you need to check with a computer as well. Or they might have said that a computer check will do even without the three people.
Maybe.
Yeah, big maybe, we don't know. But there's a halacha of lo samchino na chazoka hecha de'ef shelivurei. We rely on chazoka when you have a doubt and you can't establish for sure what the halacha is. But if you can establish for sure what the halacha is, then you're not going to rely on chazoka, clearly. Yeah. So therefore, if a rov has a chicken in front of him and the chicken is clearly treif, you don't say, well, there's a chazoka that the majority of chickens are kosher, and therefore I'm going to say this chicken's kosher. If something can be clarified, and I know how be halacha, that this is treif, then it's treif. It doesn't matter, all the chazokas in the world won't help you. Here, what we're saying is that we now have an ability to check, to find out whether or not, so we don't need to rely on the chazoka. Therefore, we need to check. Hu adin, we're saying now, that nothing has changed in halacha. Right, the dinim of Chodosh and the fact that we were makel mishum svek sveka and various svekas that arose at the time, those things were at that time. Right, there were times of difficulty, therefore they had to find svekas, and there were svekas that no longer exist. Today, when the situation has changed, it's not a change in the halacha. We haven't changed the minhag. We're simply saying that we can do today, without relying on chazokas and without relying on svekas, we can do today what they couldn't do then.
But we still don't know whether they kept Chodosh outside Eretz Yisrael.
We do know.
When they came into Israel from Egypt.
But we do know that. We do know that because I don't know whether you were here, We had a discussion about where did they get flour from in order to make matzahs a few days after they arrived in Eretz Yisrael. And then we discussed the Tosfos and the Kasha on the Tosfos. So that is discussed as to how they got, where they got the flour for the matzahs first year when they got into Eretz Yisrael. Yeah. So therefore, all we're saying, I had this discussion with my seed partner. Yeah. And he said to me, he asked me a very good question. He said, so why do we still keep Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias? Yeah. Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias, today we have a calendar and we know precisely, right, according to computer calculations and who knows what, we know precisely when the Moilad of Lavona is to the nearest second. Yeah, we know the dates precisely. We can work out everything. There are no sfeikas really as to Al Pi Torah. Yeah, so he said that the same kasha applies to the Sefer Torah as well. If I know now that I've got a reliable situation where I can rely on a computer in order to check even better than human beings, why do I need the human beings? We still continue with both.
Computers have also made mistakes.
So computers have made mistakes.
As happened once, there was columns missing and the computer didn't know.
Okay, so we'll say that we still need to do that because computers can make mistakes. Okay. What about Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias? Can we make any mistakes in the date of the month?
It's a opinion of Chazal that we're better off with 2 days Yom Tov than 1 day Yom Tov for Chazal.
Yeah, okay, so that's a nice idea, right?
That's the only idea. It's the only reason why they want to keep it going.
Okay, for that you're going to be mevatel a mitzvah deraisa, let's say, of putting on tefillin on Achron Shel Pesach. If it's not Yom Tov, so just for old times' sake. Yeah, well, just because it's nicer to have 2 days Yom Tov than to have...
I agree with you.
Right, 7th and 8th day of Yom Tov. So 7th day Yom Tov is a nice Yom Tov. 8th day Yom Tov is a nice Yom Tov. Yeah, so you say, well, it's nice, because I like the idea, etc. There is a Chassam Sofer, I think, which says that maybe Losed Lovoi we will have as well. We'll keep 8 days then and not 7 days. But that's Losed Lovoi, if it applies. Yeah, and maybe not everybody agrees with that. But so he says, so why are we still keeping 2 days Yom Tov if we are sure there's no longer a Sofek involved? Yeah, and as I said, for you, you might say because Chazal thought it was a nice thing to keep 2 days Yom Tov. Maybe, I don't know.
It wasn't nice, it was important for us to keep.
Important, okay. So why don't they keep, if it's important and it's nice, why don't they keep 8 days in Eretz Yisrael as well? It's important and it's nice and it's good. Why not have two storim in Eretz Yisrael? Be a good idea.
They wouldn't get away with
it. The Israelis got no patience.
Okay, let's try and draw a conclusion whilst we're still waiting for the speaker who's not coming. Pardon? Okay, so let's just draw a conclusion, which I'm quoting now from a sefer an essay by Rav Moshe Weisschlitter on the subject of Chodosh, and we'll draw a conclusion. I was going to do this tomorrow, draw the conclusion tomorrow. If we finish today, we'll move on to something new tomorrow. So he says as follows. He says, as is known, Roiv Eidus HaChasidim, that most of the communities of the Chasidim were Mekel in the Inyan of Chodosh, following the Gedolei HaTzdikim, right, the Shal HaShuva Avnei Nezer writes, that Mash Nogu Chaside Poilin, that the Chasidim of Poland were Mekel in Chodosh. Why? Because the Rav HaKodosh, the Chuzer from Lublin, put Chodosh on his table and told everybody, this is Chodosh, and we're eating Chodosh. V'omar, and he said, the Kivin Shehu Metzeh Tzoy HaBach, he is a descendant of the Bach, and being a descendant of the Bach, he's going to follow the tradition of his ancestor, the Bach. Kedai Hu Lismoy Cholof, he said, therefore, I, as a descendant of the Bach, are going to keep that. So that will help us for all the descendants of the Bach. But he says, there were many G'dolei HaAdmorim, who were machmeh in it. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav was machmeh. He write there, Shekosav kol ba'al nefesh roi sheyachmeh. So he wasn't saying halacha. He was saying you should be machmeh. It's right to be machmeh if you can, but in brackets, if there is a necessity, we'll find you a heter. Yeah, and the same thing as Shas Shuv's Tzemach Tzedek and Be'er Mechaim, etc. They write Lizoy Bechodosh, and the Sefer Hagos Yeshoros writes down B'Shem the Magid Mechernobyl Lizoy Be'Issa Chodosh. They cut a very interesting, one of the Sforim printed on the Shulchan Aruch is the Eish Lavrom from Bechach. And the Eish Lavrom writes as follows, very interesting, I thought. He writes, he says, the minhag Yisrael is lahokel. He writes, the minhag Yisrael is that we're mekel on Chodesh. He says, mekol mokim, he writes, his hearty bevesi, that in my own house, although I'm paskening for the tibur, and the halacha is that you can be mekel, he says, his hearty bevesi liknos rav chitib edogon, shiyadu avanikash einoi Chodesh. So in my own house, I'm makbid on Chodosh, but for the public, I pass on that you can be makel. But then he says, Omnom kosavoid, de keshahoya mesarech eitzel acherim, that if he would eat a meal somewhere else, in another house, oy keshasholcho acherim lebeisoy, or if other people sent food to his house, which was baked somewhere else, hoyosoy mechal divri harosh, shehitim mishum svek sveka. So even himself, he writes, I pass him for the public that you could be makel. For myself, I say that I am makbid in my own house. I'm very careful that you shouldn't eat chodosh. But he says, if I get food from somebody else's house, or if I go and eat somewhere else, then I'm makel on chodosh. So that must be the conclusion. The conclusion is really that. That Al Pi Halocha, Shulchan Aruch, Tor Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam, and Rav Poskim say that Chodosh is Noeg Bizmanazeh Ichutz Loretz. But then they say it is clear that in most of Europe the established minhag became to be Mekel for various reasons, Svek Svekas and Chazokas and nothing to eat and poverty and all sorts of reasons why they found Heterim to be making a chodosh ichutz loretz, even though me'ikah din it is noyeg, and therefore they say that bisman hazeh, where we have a shefa and where we don't have sveikas, we know that it's quite easy and we do it very easily. Right? None of the bakeries bake any chodosh anymore. They all the ones with the heksha, they all bake yoshon, and their supplies of yoshon, it's easy to establish. We know exactly what it is, where it comes from. It doesn't even cost more money. Right? And when you want to buy your Quaker oats after Pesach, the Beis Din will tell you, you know, if it's batch number this, don't buy it, and if it's batch number that, then you can buy it, etc. So things have become much easier nowadays. We are more prosperous. We're not desperate for food, etc. And therefore, they say that lechatchila, there's no doubt whatsoever that one should be makbid on chodosh. But if there is a need, if there is a situation, then there are heterim. And if you're a descendant of the Bach, then you certainly can rely on the Bach. And you can say, this is my family tradition, this family minhag.
Why do the shops have baked goods that say new flour?
Okay, new flour we discussed yesterday, yeah, has nothing to do with Chodosh.
Because you have to be old flour.
It would be old flour, yeah. So what does new flour mean? Anybody remember from yesterday? It wasn't sold over Pesach. New flour is pshat that we got a delivery from a Goyisha supplier after Pesach of flour. So most of the Orthodox Jewish, what's it called? Is on his way or not?
It's on his way, okay.
Most of the Orthodox Jewish, what's called, for those people, right, they're doing it only for those people who don't want to rely on selling Chometz Gomor. Right? Yep, so that's new flour as against old flour. Sorry?
It might be.
Yeah, yeah. It's not Chometz Gomor. Listen, we use flour to bake matzahs on Pesach. Yeah. So flour cannot be Chometz Gomor. But the flour that we buy for baking Pesach is very, very carefully supervised, and it's very, very carefully wrapped, and it's double wrapped and triple wrapped in plastic bags and drums and I don't know what to make sure. Maybe commercial flour. It's possible it could be in a damp environment. The probability is that if you open a bag of flour and it is soft and malleable and it's not clogged, and then chances are it wasn't damp and it's perfectly kosher to use after Pesach. I'm not passing halachas. If you kept a bag of flour over Pesach, can you use it? And if you didn't sell chometz, can you use it? I don't know. But there are some people who are makbid not to sell chometz gomor. It's not their minig, and therefore they would have a problem buying in the shops. So flour that was sold, or doughs. They won't go to a bakery on Motzah Pesach and buy bagels an hour after Yontov. Because those bagels, the flour was kept over Yontov, probably the dough was made before Yontov and was frozen. Right? So those people who are makbid, are not selling Chometz Gomor, will not we'll not do that. Yeah, but okay. So Baruch Hashem, the speaker's here. I don't have to start a new vault. The idea will start something new tomorrow.
Start the Torahway in Northwest London, Thursday, Vov Iyar, 23rd of April. Rabbi Eliyahu Hai Shlita, Kotlin Kampa Mitzvah during the Sfira. Rabbi Hai is from Rosh Kodel of Rav Po'olim. This week's Torah is sponsored by family Sanger Litford, the birth of a baby boy. Vinishmach, our esteemed founder, Yosef Dov, Baruch Shem Achad, Sweet Yitzchavit, Zechrono Livrachot.
Apologies for being late. So, there's a famous shaila, which is much more common than people think. A child, a cotton, who becomes bar mitzvah during Sfir Soimer, what does he do? It's very common, because 7 weeks a year, if you take any 7 week period in a year, and you say, how many children are bar mitzvah then? There's going to be, in a big kehillah, there's going to be a lot. So what does he do with regards to Sfir Soimer? So that, as a hakdoma to the shaila, we first need to understand there's a machlokes rishonim. I have to count 49 days that no one argues about. If I miss one day, do I continue or not? Now we all know, what do? We continue with our bracha, right? If you miss day 8, you say day 9 with our bracha. Why? Because some Rishonim hold, you have to carry on with a bracha. Other Rishonim hold, you're out. You might as well not carry on at all. Nobody holds you carry on with our bracha. If you have to carry on, you're mitzvah, you make a bracha. Okay, we make a pshor. What's bad if I count? According to some, I'm doing a mitzvah. True, I'm doing it without a bracha, and I should be saying a bracha, not the end of the world. According to others, I'm not doing a bracha levatola, I'm not meant to count. But nothing's wrong with counting. There would be something wrong if I'm doing a bracha when I'm not meant to. So we do a pshor, we count without a bracha. But the etzem, the machloikis is, I'll say it the way the later poskim say it, but we'll clarify this soon. The machlokes is it all one mitzvah or not? Is it all one big package? Or no? Or no, each day is a mitzvah bifnei atzmo. Now, if that's true, that we have this shaila, that's all very nice with regards to a regular adult who forgets Svira one night, we know what to do. What happens with the cotton? So the first 5 days, let's say, he was a cotton. On night five, night six, he becomes bar mitzvah. He becomes mechuyev in mitzvahs kedin godel. First 5 days, he counted. He should count. His father should teach him to count chinuch. His father's mechuyev to be mechanachim. So he counts. Comes night six. Yeah. Is he like a person who hasn't counted the first 5 nights? Right?
Sorry, did he count the first 5 nights?
Yes.
What happens if he didn't count the first one? It's still the same
shadow. Not really. If he didn't count, the chayyur, it's poshut. He should continue. If he didn't count, let's say he didn't count. No, let's start from there. He didn't count. Loit the svara that each day is a mitzvah bifnei atzmoi. He should have to count with a bracha.
That's right.
Loit the svara that it's all one package. Yeah. It's poshut. He shouldn't count.
Right.
So what should he do? He should count without a bracha. Yep. He should listen to a bracha from someone else, whatever. But he needs to count without a bracha. What if he did count the first 5 nights? That's not so posh. Here it's a bit more complicated. And the reason is because seeing as he counted as a kohen, maybe that count counts. Maybe that count matters. So he's not like a person who's missed. Or, no, you say it isn't. What you did as a kohen, there's nothing. It's garnish mit nisht. As far as a godoil is concerned, it's as though you didn't count. It's chinuch until now. Now it's the real deal. So you're starting from day six. That's the shaila. And I think most people who have the shaila end up counting without a brocha or whatever, asking their father to be mitzi them, etc. But I do want to talk about it. There's an interesting take that some poskim can have, and I want to expound on it. Firstly, there is a big svara to say he should count. I'm going to introduce an idea from the Trumas Hadeshen. The Trumas Hadeshen speaks about the following case. If someone is not sure if they missed a day. So, let's say it's quite common. Let's say someone's not sure what they counted yesterday. Someone actually texted me this year. He said, Oive, I just realized tonight that last night I counted wrong. I counted, but I counted the wrong night.
That's okay, you can continue.
No, he counted the wrong night?
Yeah.
No, it's as if he didn't count.
Count something.
No. I'll tell you what, there is an interesting shaila. If someone, and this can happen on Leil Shabbos. Nowadays, it's not very common with phones, and the type of phones we have is not very common to be unclear of which night it is. You just find out on someone's status or something which night I count, right? Everyone's reminding each other, Baruch Hashem. But on Leil Shabbos, a person's not sure which night it is. Let's say it's very late, he can't go to a neighbor. What's he going to do? So, there's a shaila if he can count twice. Today is 18 days, which is 2 weeks and 4 days. Today is 19 days, which is 2 weeks and 5 days. That's a machloikis. The svara is, that's not good counting. Imagine you're counting a set of svara, and you don't know which count you are. You have 5 different options. Okay, so I'll say all 5. Meredik ufketon. You counted so well. You didn't tell yourself anything. But in that case, we will let him continue to count the next night. Because it's a machloikis if that's full counting. But we'll get into that. Yeah.
Well, you said that. Would you be yoiti if you said it in English instead of Lashon HaKodesh?
Absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, if someone doesn't understand Lashon HaKodesh, it is much better for them to say it in English, if they do understand English, obviously, than Lashon HaKodesh. Yeah? There is the pashtus. The pashtus is
Yiddish.
The pashtus of the poskim is that if you don't understand Lashon HaKodesh, and you say it in Lashon HaKodesh, it's not yoiti at all. It's not tefillah. Tefillah, you could say psukim, you could say you don't understand it, but the maisa is saying it. Yeah, but when it comes to the camp, there's a maisa sfira. Apparently, the Vilna Gaon said someone asked, what's the easiest mitzvah to be Mekayim? I don't think he meant with regards to forgetting and remembering. The actual mitzvah, he said, the easiest mitzvah is sfira, sayina. It's just a count. It's, you don't need any special achon. It's very nice to do all sorts of achonas, a goes to mitzvah, but the actual physical mitzvah is just poshut counting. Yeah, so adrabah. Someone does it in Lashon HaKodesh, they don't understand, they're far worse off than English with understanding. Fine. The Maisa says the Trumas HaDeshen, true if you miss the day, we'll tell you don't continue with a bracha, true. But if you're not sure if you missed the day, I'm not sure if I counted last night, or I'm not sure if I counted the right one last night, carry on. Why? I'm going to tell you how most poskim understand the words of the Trumas HaDeshen. It says, Svek Sveka, there's a double suffix. Number one, maybe the halacha is, even if I miss the day, I can continue. Remember, the re, Balatosis, thought it's possible you can continue even if you miss the day. Each day is a different mitzvah. I missed yesterday, I should continue doing missing mitzvahs. And even if the halacha follows the halachis gedoinus, who says, if you missed one day, you can't carry on, you're out. It's a package deal. Maybe I counted the right day yesterday. Maybe I didn't miss any day at all. Zasvek Sveka says the Trumas HaDeshen, you've got two ways of saying that you're meant to continue to count with the Brocha that are not dependent on each other, two separate Svaras, Zasvek Sveka, and therefore you can count with a Brocha. And that's what we're passing. We're passing that if someone missed a day, he doesn't count with the Brocha, if they're not sure if they missed a day, or if they did a count that is Shvach, some poskim say it's good, some poskim say it's not, it's like a Sofik, you can continue counting with a Brocha.
You can be Mekayim the mitzvah without the bracha.
True.
So why should you be Mighty Shem Shemayim?
The short answer is that what I could tell you is that Svek Sveka is strong enough to remove any chashash. So I don't need to be. So the Chiyuv bracha is stronger than the chashash bracha levatola, even though the Issa bracha levatola is much stronger than the lack of saying the bracha. But Svek Sveka is so strong that I'm not worried. That I could tell you. The real problem is that there are some poskim in the Mishnah Berurah included in some places who say you don't say Svek Sveka bebrochas. That's a big problem. So a big steerer to that klal is from here. So everyone has their own answer. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach answered, I'm not saying everyone agrees with this, but Rav Shlomo Zalman's answer was that really the ikar la halacha is even if you miss the day for sure, you should carry on with the brocha. Roiv poskim is that. We machne because of Issa Brocha Levatola. So with a Sofik, we're not going to be machne. Yeah, that's Rav Shlomo, and people should know this. I like saying this Rav Shlomo Zalman because a lot of times I find, at least by the less high Mishnah Kehilas, if someone missed a day and the Rav says count without a Brocha, they think it's a joke. They think basically the Rav's telling them, yeah, I'll tifrish min hatzibul. And they don't do it. And that's why I did read somewhere, I wonder if this is true. I read by Rav Mazuz, he says that some chassidim, even if they miss the day, they count with a bracha. Is that true? Does anyone know this? So, and he said the reason is because people will be mazalzel if they don't, if they miss the day and you tell them count without a bracha. I don't know if it's true, but the idea is definitely true. The idea, huh? You seen it as well? Oh, really? Ah, okay. That he had it this morning from someone. Josh had it this morning.
Is it more of a toilet?
It's a shiner. It's a machlekes a poiskin. Yeah. So they're saying we're going to rely on those poiskin, even though our pi klolei how he raw, we normally wouldn't rely when there's a machlekes which say don't make a bracha. We're going to rely on the poiskin because it's like a shas atcha because people are not going to do the mitzvah. I'm not getting into whether I prove or not. I'm saying the concept in practice. I'm telling you, I've seen with my own eyes. That people want to miss the day, even though they know they're told by the Rav Count, they don't. They think it's a chatzi joke. Okay, so people should know it's not. Adarabha. According to Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, the ikkel halacha is, even if you miss the day, you're meant to count with a brocha. We're machmeh, we're scared, brocha levatola, but the ikkel is, you're still in. Okay, but that's the Trumas Adesha. Why is it clear on the specs fake with the Trumas Adesha?
So, what do you do?
Cotton, I'm going to get back. So, some want to say a very geshmaka taina, very geshmaka shtickle taina. That a cotton, if you go with the tzad, you go with the tzad that he hasn't counted the first 5 days, he counted it as a cotton, he counted it practically, but as chinuch. If you go with the tzad that you've missed, that if you miss a day you can't carry on with the bracha, posh it. You want to say that you can't, yeah? What if you go with the tzad that missing is okay? Okay, then he can, right? Even though he missed 5 days. So what? Each day is a mitzvah different answer. They want a tiny note. Even if you go with the tzad, that missing a day gets you out of the bracha, but here, he counted as a cotton. Can a cotton's count? A cotton's count is chinuch. Can I be yoitza, sfiras ha'oime, from, well, it's a big problem because I anyway can't be yoitza from another person according to many poiskim, but can I ask you to imagine, I'm allowed to be yotzer from you. I can't be bothered. Counting, like Kiddush, I go to your house, I listen to you. Kiddush, I want you to be moitzer nisvir soime. We don't do that. But there are poiskim who say it can work. Let's say it can work. Can I do that with a cotton? Can I ask a cotton to be moitzer me whilst he's a cotton? Sfir soime, huh?
No, but
so la halacha, we say no, because why? Because he's not mechuyav b'dover, right? There are many poiskim. There are many poiskim who say, no, it depends. He's mechuyev midrabonon al tzchinuch. You're mechuyev and tzvir sa'oyim according to most poiskim midrabonon nowadays. It's zeichel mikdosh. We don't have the korban oyim, we don't have any of the avos oyim. So let's assume, like Roiv Rubom Shalah poiskim, that's only midrabonon nowadays tzvira. Hey, yois, he's mechuyev midrabonon, you're mechuyev midrabonon, you're both midrabonon, a drabonon can be mapik lidrabonon. That's a... I know we don't go with that, but it's quite a stark tzad laloch. It's brought as a yesh ayim sazam. It's brought in the Magen Avraham. No, the reason why cotton can't be moitzi a gadol because he's a derabonon. So some say three derabonon, can't be moitzi one derabonon. It's complicated, but really, there's some place can you say that a cotton can be moitzi bederabonon bedin derabonon. So why? I hear. But some say it's not a meisa chinuch. Mitzad mitzvah chinuch, he becomes mechuyev. It's a big read, yeah.
If I say the sphere,
yeah.
Can he be moitzing me with the brocha only?
Not a cotton, anyway. That's a very good China. The ikka is yes. Even the poiskim who hold that you can't be yoitz a sphere through shoymei ha'ka'ina, the chidor, red oys, so that's after the sphere. It's not the brocha. You could say there are some who disagree with that, but the halacha, we pass in that they can. That he can be moitzi
the bracha. He is not mechuyev mitzvah. The mitzvah is only mechuyev mitzvah chinuch.
You're right. I thought you were talking about gadol.
No, it's talking about cotton. I can ask him to be moitzi me.
Yeah, I hear. No. If you hold he can't be moitzi you for the sphira,
yeah.
Because he's a cotton, not because he can't do shemei kohen by sphira, then he can't be moitzi the bracha either.
Can't.
No. It's keilu klape yuchiyuv. He's like a not bar chiyuv.
He's making a bracha anyway.
Beseda, but the bracha that you're getting is not the bracha that you need. Yeah, the chiyuv bracha against the bracha you need. Okay, so lemaisa, you could say there's a svek sveke here, right? Number one, maybe if you miss days, you can count with the bracha. So the number two, maybe what he did as a chinuch can pater what he needs as a god, maybe. But that's not really the tzad I want to go with. There's two very interesting ideas, both by Rav Ben Tzion Abu Shol, who was a big rosh yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, Oyle Tzion, he has a sefer Oyle Tzion. And he says
two interesting points. Number one, he says this whole idea that if you miss a day, you can't continue with a bracha, or you can't continue at all according to those poiskim, you've lost the mitzvah. He says, everyone's misunderstanding this idea. Everyone thinks the idea is it's like one big mitzvah. It's one package. He says, that's not the idea. He says, you're making a different bracha every day. He says, the idea is that if you missed a day, let's say I missed day 8, I can't get to day 9. The way the tzura of the mitzvah is 1, 2, 3, 4. You don't have 4, you can't get to 5. That doesn't mean that all the days up until now, lemoshul, are bracha levatola. A lot of people say, you know why women shouldn't count? And with the bracha, because she might forget and become a bracha levatola. Says Rabbi Tzimmer, absolutely not. What you didn't count, if I miss a day tonight, that means everything up until now is a bracha levatola? He says, absolutely not. It's a chisoron in a sphere of tamimus. That's not the tzura of sphere that you need. You need to go 1, 2, 3, 4. You don't have day 4. You can't get to day 5. But a cotton who has 5 days as a cotton, who said that I can't get to day 6? He has it. The first 5 days he has. Huh? Okay, you could argue he doesn't have it. You could argue, but that's and there's big riots to it. There's two riots to him. One, some rishonim say if you miss the day, you know what you should do the next day. Let's say you miss day 5. On night 6, you say hayoyim shisha yomim la'oim etmoy lo yachamisha yomim hayoyim shisha yomim. Yesterday was fine. Today 6. What does it help you? They understand. Maybe it helps you that your count of 6 is still following a 5. Yet you see from them that they understood like him. Another svara, very interesting svara, I'm sure, I don't know if anyone's heard this. It's a din in you could look at it that way, but he's saying it's a din in the nicest sphere. But I want to ask, there's a tzad in one of the Ga'onim, I think Rav Shri Ragon, if I'm not mistaken, it's quoted by the Tur, that if you missed day 1, you're out. If you missed day 3, or day 2, then you can continue. What's the svara l'chalik? Yeah? From the first day, if I have day 1, I can have day 10, even if I don't have anything in between. 10 days after 1, 9, if I don't have the etzem, if I don't have the beginning point, what makes this day 11? I don't have day 1. From day 1, I can say, 5 days later is day 6, 6 days later is day 7. If I don't have 1, I've got nothing. You see again, even though I'm not going with this study, you see again, they understood, it's not about, are all the days one mitzvah? It's about how you can get today. Can I get today if I didn't have yesterday? Like Rav Ben-Tzion's Svara. But you could still argue, you could still say, even a cotton who has the first 5 days, he has it in a different way than a godel. So who says you can get yourself from day 5 to day 6 if you had it as a cotton? I'm going to finish off with this last sir, it's beautiful sir. Says it in a massive chiddush. Even if you don't want to go with my tzad that I just said, he says, listen to this. He says, who told you that a cotton who did a mitzvah of chiluch and he became a godel in the middle of the mitzvah, who told you he doesn't have to continue at least as chinuch? He hasn't finished where he started as chinuch. He said, if you hold each day as a new mitzvah, okay, what he did as chinuch is history, but today he can do it as a chiyuv. And even if you hold it's one big mitzvah, he says, so you started the mitzvah and you're a cotton and you haven't yet finished. So you have to continue. Even though you're godly, you have to continue as chinuch. And he brings a tremendous raya. Rabbi Kiva Eger has the following shayla. If a cotton on the night of his bar mitzvah eats a suda, he's full, he starts a suda and eats and becomes full before nacht, he benches before nacht as a cotton, and then he becomes a godly and he's still full. 9 o'clock hits, he becomes bar mitzvah nacht, and he's still full. Does he have to bench again? Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, what you did as a cotton, benching, shouldn't help you for a godel. Ah, but you're going to say that you ate as a cotton. Yeah, but it says, well, chalta v'savot, or maybe we look at the sphere, and the sphere is still there when you're a godel. Maybe you need to bench again. Or, says Rabbi Kivik, no. We look at the chalta. The achila was when you were a cotton. The birkas amazon for a cotton is good enough for achila. Okay, so do you look at, but here we have a problem if it's one package. Which one? Do we go bossa achila, bossa sphere? Clear of the shayla? Says Rabbi Tzion, I don't understand. Why did you need to throw in that he benched? You should have said the shayla azoi. A child ate 5 to 9. He finished eating 1 minute to 9. He's savua, his mamash full up, satisfied. 9 o'clock is nacht, he becomes a godel. He hasn't yet benched. If I go bosa achila, then get endicted. And if I go basa sviya, he's mechuyev to bench. If I go basa chile, he shouldn't need to bench. What he had to do as a cotton, he's now a godl, he's not no mitzvah of chinuch. What a bomba time. He says, why do we give ego fit inserting an unnecessary, superfluous prat to the story that the cotton bench? Says we've been seeing up show, we see from here, Bikiva Ega took compulsion. If he hasn't yet benched, of course he has to bench. Either, even if he's a godl, and we go bosar achiva, he'd have to bench the same way as a cotton would have to bench. Says Rabbi Tzion, you see from here, that if you become nischayev in a mitzvah as a cotton, al tzchinuch, and you haven't carried out that chiyuv yet until you become a godl, you can do that as a godoil, as mitzvah tzchinuch. So he says, lahaloch l'maaseh, the cotton that becomes a mitzvah tzius omer, even if he, as long as he counted the first 20 days, day 21, he becomes bar mitzvah, he should count with a brocha. But I'm going to add, it could very well be that this counting is a mitzvah of chinuch, even though he's a godl. It's not a real mitzvah. And therefore, he can't be mighty his brocha someone else. Because even though he's 13, yeah, sorry, but you're doing a ma'aseh chinuch. And a ma'aseh chinuch might not be mighty. It's a very interesting thing. Okay, I just thought I'd share that v'ahalo.
Thank you. Yeah. If every day is a 7 minutes, so why can't you start off?
You can. Oh, yeah. No. You need to do all of the minutes.
I would tell you to do with Das ist ein bisschen, 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 das ist ein bis